at thetakeaway.org. Patrick Henry Bass is here in the studio, Takeaway contributor and literary editor of Essence magazine, senior editor of Essence, and also author in his own right. And we're talking about the Pulitzers that were announced today, and we're going to go down the list. At the top of the list, I think just we'll begin with Lynn Nottage's play Ruined. It's the Pulitzer Prize winner for drama. It takes place in a brothel in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The play addresses a difficult subject, rape as a weapon of war. In this scene, the brothel owner Mama Nadi accuses a prostitute of trying to steal from her.
So tell me what you were planning to do with my money. Because it's my money.
I'm sorry, Mama.
No! No, I will put you out on your ass. I will make you walk naked down the road. Is that what you want? What did you think you were going to do with my money?
The Pulitzer Prize winner for drama, Ruined.
Right, and there was no surprise there. The closest competition it had was In the Heights, which is a musical, set in the barrio. But that was a very brave choice for the Pulitzer board to go with Ruined, because Lynn Nottage is a writer who people have been watching for some time. I loved her play Intimate Apparel, which took place at the turn of the century and looked at an illiterate seamstress of real complicated issues. And Lynn Nottage actually went to the Congo and interviewed women who had been raped. So to bring attention to, you know, the rape and torture of women in the Congo.
A powerful play, but also very current, reminiscent of Carol Churchill's sort of looks at Eastern Europe and Romania, decades earlier.
Exactly. And Lynn Nottage is also a brilliant dramaturg. I mean, she based a lot of this on Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage. So when you read the text, it is very layered, very complicated. So it's not like, you know, melodramatic, over the top. I mean, this is a real intelligent work.
Well, I want to get to all the titles, but what is the headline in the Pulitzer's announced for journalism, but for the drama
for letters and dramas and music? The headline is, for the first time ever, we have two African-American female winners. We have Lynn Nottage, and of course we have Annette Gordon-Reed's The Hemingses of Monticello.
Which is a great history, looking through the window of Thomas Jefferson as the Hemingses, Sally Hemings and her family, saw it living as slaves on the Monticello plantation.
Exactly, and this is a book that has not been embraced by critics. I mean, the New York Times review of it was really lukewarm. Readers really have galvanized around this book. It did go on to win the National Book Award, so everyone saw that it was a favorite. Annette Gordon-Reed is an attorney who wrote about Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings about 10 years ago, and that book was widely debated, you know, because she was basically saying, listen, he had this child, with at least one child with Sally Hemings, and so a lot of people question her scholarship. It's unquestionable what she's done with the Hemings is that she is a brilliant writer. It's an exhaustive work. We reviewed it in Essence magazine and heard a lot from our readers about that. And so it's really good to see a book this popular that's also been embraced by the Pulitzer Prize board.
Well, I want to give you some sense of what's in here. I mean, you know, if you read this book, you learn a lot about, it's a totally different narrative of Jeffersonian history. But in the end of Jefferson's life, he was so in debt that the issue of whether he would have freed his slaves or not was constrained by two factors. Number one, he owed so much money he couldn't afford to free his slaves. And secondly, his career would have been threatened by living with a mistress if he had freed Sally Hemings. And it's a kind of an interesting resonance with the financial crisis of today, it seems.
And also, when you go through the list of the winners, Andrew Jackson, which mirrors race and also the financial crisis.
The John Meacham book,
the Newsweek editor, Andrew Jackson, the Panic of 1837, never really resolving the issue of enslavement, because you had, you know, rising tension with the abolitionists and the segregationists, especially around materials that the abolitionists were trying to distribute throughout the South, and, them getting into a riot with the postmasters. And
Andrew Jackson confronting the legislature in a way that we understand in really the Bush era. Jackson was a huge sort of power broker in the White House.
Well, he was, but he focused more on banking, badly so, than he did the issue of enslavement and reconciling the nation with that.
The novel, an Oprah favorite, Olive Kittredge by Elizabeth Strout, is it positively Stroutian? it's set in Maine. It's
set in Maine.
Fabulous characters.
She's the author also of Amy and Isabel. I was surprised that actually won,
really?
Because it had already gotten the endorsement of Oprah and the Pulitzer Prize board sort of shies away from those types of decisions. I was thinking A Mercy by Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison was one of only five African-American women to have won the Pulitzer Prize. Alice Walker's another one. Rita Dove, Gwendolyn Brooks, and Susan Laurie Parks. I thought that they would go with a Mercy. I thought that that was a real nice comeback for Toni Morrison after Love. Or I thought that they would go with The Plague of Doves by Louise Erdrich.
Do you think Stroud is a bad choice?
No, not at all. I was just surprised by the choice because it had already been embraced by popular critics.
You familiar with W.S. Merwin, who won?
I can't say that I am popular with Merwin.
Well,
let me
help you. W.S. Merwin, first of all, is a great scholar. He's a Japanese scholar, a great translator as well. And this book, I think, The Shadow of Sirius, is a bit of a lifetime achievement.
John, when did you get that book?
I bought it last night. Okay. But I know W.S. Merwin. He is a sweet, gentle man, and there is no poet who is a poet of aging like W.S. Merwin. Listen to this, Falling. Long before daybreak, none of the birds yet awake. Rain comes down with the sound of a huge wind rushing through the valley trees. It comes down around us all at the same time, and beyond it there is nothing. It falls without hearing itself, without knowing there is anyone here, without seeing where it is or where it is going, like a moment of great happiness of our own that we cannot remember, coasting with the lights off.
Wow, I've been hockenberried
again.
Nice. Yeah, very nice.
W.S. Merwin, very nice. One of the Pulitzer Prize winners. What a great two-segment delight with my pal and your pal here on The Takeaway, Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor and literary editor of Essence Magazine. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you for having me.
And Femi Okeh has some headlines.
Thank you very much. 21 minutes to the top of the hour.